I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, Bet Smarter and Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's 106.7 The Fan columnist Rick Snyder. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Morning, boys. Pretty good. It's pollen season, so I sound like Kermit, but other than that, we're good.
The pollen is killing
me. Got to get that Allegra, man. Stay on that Allegra.
It's so bad right now.
Yeah, I live right by State Forest, too, so it's pretty bad here, but oh well.
Yeah, you should.
Where's State Forest? I don't even know what that is. What is that, Rick?
Well, I live next to Cedarville State Forest, which was a creation of the Roosevelt era of, you know, works, that public works they did. So anyway, the Kaya Swamp and all is like 100 feet from me, and all the trees, and, you know, it's a state park. People come camp there and all that in the backside. Right. I try to charge them, but they don't let me.
Right. Sounds like a nightmare.
You should see the film of pollen on my back porch.
I know. I wiped some off a table yesterday.
I mean, it just needs to get power washed with the quickness. It's just a pain in the butt, too. You got to move all the furniture off and power wash it and move it back in. It takes forever. It takes a whole day.
Yeah. All right, so, Rick, I see you've done a little mock draft here, and I'm going through your Twitter, and I mostly just see it on video. Do I have to watch the video, or do you have it written anywhere?
Right now, it's just on video. Probably right for the station later on. But right. Rick Snyder's Washington's my main thing now. No, I'm a video guy now.
Yeah, he's video.
Yeah,
he's a video guy.
He's
YouTube king now.
I know. You need subscribers, right? People need to subscribe.
Well, I'm doing okay on that. Look, just watch. But, you know, when all your clients don't want you to write anymore, you have to do something else. So, you know, staying in the game till the next round of writing.
I like it. I like it. Finding a way to monetize it. All right. So, how do you see it playing out? Do you mock out just? Are you mocking just the first round or every pick for Washington?
Oh, just first round. It's too soon for any of that. I'll do that later.
Yeah.
You know, it's Lions. It's Lion season. So you kind of just wait till the end and see what you really think. But you know, Washington's got several positions they could move in. You know, Mac Jones, if the 49ers really take Mac Jones at three, which I think they're nuts, but if they do, not because they don't like Mac Jones, but because trading up so much, they could have got him cheaper. That's really good. But suddenly you got Trey Lance and Justin Fields still out there. And Atlanta, I thought, was going to go for Kyle Pitts, but now they trade that pick. It's too valuable to take a tight end. So does Washington go up to four? I'm not sure. And New England's quarterback hunting, too. So maybe you go to eight, you know, with Carolina. Maybe Rivera calls his old bosses and says, hey, you know, maybe he goes up for Trey Lance there. Because at eight, you're only giving up maybe two ones and a three, not three ones. So, you know, there's a possibility at eight they could go there. If it doesn't work, then I see him probably taking an offensive lineman.
That'll be a snoozer. I hate that. you have Pitts, I think, because of that, dropping to like 10, according to Drabby.
Yeah.
I think Pitts is the best non-quarterback sure thing in the draft. I mean, I think that guy's a freak.
And Jerry Jones is in love with him, too. Jerry Jones has gone public with his love for
Pitts. He has?
Yeah, so if he falls to 10, he's going to rush that card up there.
I don't see any chance of him slipping to 10. I mean, he's a can't-misser.
I don't think it'll happen either.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is they're taking too many quarterbacks up top. I agree. Dallas is going to take Fitz at 10. There's no doubt. But, you know, the Bengals want left tackle Penei Sewell.
Yep.
Miami wants Jaylen Waddle. Detroit wants Jamar Chase. So, you know, Pitts is falling, not through any of his own fault. So at 8 and 9, somebody's going to go to that point to take another quarterback. So, you know, he gets to 10.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I'd take Pitts over any of those receivers.
I think you're going to see, if Lance doesn't go 3 to San Francisco, I think you're going to see a couple teams really try and move up to get him. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's a good. I'm not saying it's a great pick. But I think that there's just been so many rumors that teams are really in love with him that they're going to try and get up there.
Yeah, he could go. You could have the first time ever 4 quarterbacks going 1 through 4. We've seen 3 a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, you know, the NFL just loves quarterbacks because, listen, Washington could be in a Super Bowl in the next couple of years if they could get a quarterback. That's why people are willing to do this. And you talk yourself into it. If it doesn't fit, you go, well, we can change him. He can do this for us. And then it doesn't work. And you're, you know, and Washington's been looking for a quarterback, you know, the 30 years there or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, still wandering.
Do you think that Washington will take a flyer on a quarterback somewhere?
No. I don't think if they don't get what they want in the first, there really isn't anybody after that because they've taken everybody. You know, I mean, there were times when people thought Mac Jones might go in the second round. And you thought, okay, go for him there. But everybody's pressing up on quarterbacks. Who's left at that point? Well, there's a couple guys. There's the Florida
Trask,
quarterback, Tennessee. Mine. Yeah, I mean, maybe. But they're picking 19th in the second round. They may be gone, too. But I'll put it down as a maybe. But I think they have other needs. And I think they'll go, you know, they want a linebacker. They want a receiver. But if there's a quarterback that they really like, I just don't see it happening.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
Although
now,
But the excitement, Rick, will go through the roof if they do trade up for a quarterback.
Well, you got to sell jerseys. You got, you know, how many times have we seen this? I think like 6 times in the last 20 years. I mean, it just doesn't – when you press up – the biggest problem Washington has made as a franchise is they have never been in sync with a coach and a quarterback. They repeatedly took a quarterback, fired the coach, and the next year the coach said, oh, you're not my guy. And that was the end of that. We just saw it happen again. You got to go quarterback picking his – got to have a coach pick his quarterback early in the tenure and develop them. And they just never have done that. So this is a chance to do it. But I think they're going to wait another year. I just don't see it falling to them. But, you know, there's a lot of excitement about this team. Hey, fans will be excited. They can go back to games. They might actually get, I don't know, 10, 12,000 at FedEx. You know, we forget they weren't drawing anything before. But maybe people will be desperate to go back.
Pandemic might be the only – Washington might be the only team the pandemic didn't hurt.
Probably. I mean, to be honest, the last few games of 2019 – there were 5,000 to 10,000 local fans in the field, in the stadium.
They were embarrassing.
Think about that.
Yeah, there was, and I mean, it was 7-9. They did win a division. Hey, I think Rivera's building something here. His defense is great, and they're building the offense. I think they could be in the Super Bowl in a couple years with some luck. But you've got to get the quarterback right, and that's a big if.
Yeah.
So you're saying So you're saying they could get to the Super Bowl, but you got to get the quarterback position right. So you're saying
a couple years,
right? So you're not saying that's Ryan Fitzpatrick. You're saying that's someone that they draft in the next couple of years,
right? Yeah, they had they couldn't get to Detroit quarterback Stafford. Maybe he's a short gapper like that. So Fitz, what's he do? He's a gapper for this. He'll be okay, but. Yeah, you got to get it, and that would mean that for a 2-year time frame, you should get him this year to have him because what rookie quarterback goes to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
But this defense only has a short lifespan. You know, you've got a couple guys in your D line coming up for free agency, stuff like that. Somebody gets hurt, you can't expect to wait 4 years and have everybody still in place. That won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to go now. Yeah, you've got to go now. So maybe you do press up and go for Lance at 4. I don't see it as one of these things that I'll trade the whole draft for him. Nah, I don't see him doing that. But I do see him maybe going to multiple firsts and thirds.
But here's the thing. You can't just force it. Just because you need it, they obviously need a long-term solution. But you can't just force it and just grab a guy. You got to love the guy. You got to believe in the guy. And then you got to give the guy time to develop. You can't just say, oh, we need one, so we're going to go get one. No, you got to get the right one.
Right. Well, if you really like a guy, then you go get it.
If you love a guy and think he can be the guy. But these love affairs last about four games.
Yeah, but it sounds like somebody in that building loves Trey Lance. It's just a matter of whether they're willing to part with the capital to move up and get him.
Right.
Yeah, and someone has to be Rivera, you know, in the end. Mm-hmm. You know, because he's still calling the shots here. I don't want to hear about group picks. Trey Lance scares me a little bit. You know, there's not a big resume there. People really love his potential. Man, we see potential go away quick in the NFL. Justin Fields, you know, would Justin Fields be your guy? I just don't get any vibe from them off of Justin Fields. So,
I don't understand why everyone's off Fields. They were on him for 2 years, including the first half of the season. And JP knows this as well as anybody. He was throwing that stat out there how he had incompletions and
more
interceptions,
and incompletions.
Whatever the hell it was, some weird thing. Yeah. And all of a sudden, everyone's off Justin Fields. Like, what did the kid do that turned everybody off? I don't get it.
I don't think he's going to slip to 17 or 18 or 19. I mean, he's going to be a top 10 pick.
Didn't Jason was the consensus number two.
No, Jason was taking shots at him until the Clemson game.
That's not true. That's not true. I watch Fields more than anybody. He had a couple bad games in big games, all right?
And this year
I kind of threw it out because they had the COVID stuff. They weren't practicing. He looked bad in the Northwestern game, but he...
Is it because of Haskins?
But
that
two years
just
ago,
holding
he
Haskins against him?
Two
I
years
know.
Ago, it's unbelievable.
Are they holding Haskins against him? And they're saying Ohio State quarterback, some similar traits, although he's obviously much more athletic.
I don't think NFL teams do that.
I don't know.
You know what? I mean, how many Texas Tech quarterbacks hit in the NFL? And then you got Mahomes. You can't judge it based on history of the school. You got it's an individual.
But they do that oftentimes. Remember, they used to always do that about like the Cal quarterback guru, right? They used to always say that guy never develops a
guy. Jeff Tedford.
Yeah, remember?
Fields is going to go top 10. Someone's going to if
no,
he
I
slips,
agree.
Yeah, it's not like
I
he's
agree, but he used
first.
To be consensus number 2. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Some people might still have him too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say I think Belichick will be looming for him. At maybe 8 for Carolina. I mean, that's the guy Washington's got to compete against. I think New England's going for a quarterback, and it could be Justin Fields, and they may go to Carolina at 8 because Denver might take a quarterback. You know, there's possibility there. So 8 is the big pick. You know, if it's not 4, then you're going to Carolina 8. And I could see Belichick going there. But, yeah, Fields won't go forever. I mean, the guys, what did he do in college? He won. He played very well. But the NFL's a herd mentality, man. These guys seem to like moving groups. Oh, if he don't like them, we don't like them. They're a paranoid bunch in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
if
Fields is sitting there at 8 or 9, well, 8's Carolina, right?
Right.
If they're sitting there at 9.
I don't think he goes past that. No, for sure.
I think Denver certainly takes him at 9. Maybe Denver has to trade up a couple spots to get him, but he's not getting out of 9.
Okay, well, I think. But there you got 5 quarterbacks pretty much gone the first 10-9 picks.
Yeah.
Woo! You know, there's going to be a lot of good – Washington will benefit because they'll get a better offensive tackle because Carolina was going to go offensive tackle probably. So that's a guy that slips down. They might get Darisaw, you know, out of Virginia Tech, a decent player. He seems to be stock rising. So I think they get a better offensive tackle there, and you certainly need that. Or there's going to be a lot of linebackers and receivers at that spot too, and they need
that.
Do
you have a receiver you like?
Not really. That's one of the things I wouldn't take him. You know, at that point, there's not a receiver I would go, ooh, go get him.
Yeah, but it's deep enough. Like, you can get a guy you like in the second or third round. You don't need to spend the first round pick on a wideout at this point.
Right, on both of those. But, you know, the real fallback position is, do they have to take a left tackle like Alex Leatherwood of Alabama? You know, that's like plan C, but it could be there. Mm. You know, but there's... You know, second round, I think Washington, you know, will be looking for a receiver, maybe a linebacker. I mean, they'd really like to have that piece. Maybe an offensive tackle, but I think they go offensive tackle first if they're not going quarterback.
Yeah.
Rick, thanks as always. We appreciate the time. Rick Snyder, 106.7 The Fan columnist. Also, check him out on YouTube as well. We'll talk to you again soon, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Thank you.
All right, pal.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, when we come back.
Rick.
All the U.S. states ranked from best to worst, according to Americans. Where did your state come in the rankings? We'll talk about that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't forget Mike Rizzo coming up in just about 90 minutes or so. He'll join the show at 9 a.m. for his weekly segment. Nats with a tough one last night in St. Louis, falling to the Cardinals. So we'll
just
talk
when we were getting excited,
that, thinking
that the bats were back and we were going to get things going. Strauss is struggling clearly. There's everyone's a little bit worried, and then we couldn't generate any runs.
Yeah. But you know what? Today's a different day.
Today's a new
and
day.
You know what's great about today? 1:15 start.
Ooh, look at that. Is that like a getaway that. Day start, Jason?
Yeah, getaway day. And 1:15, and it'll be Joe Ross against Adam Wainwright.
Very good. All right, so early baseball here.
Lots of day baseball games today.
Right here on
106.7 The Fan.
I've been putting it off for weeks, and I always do this. Hmm. It's my last chance to not pay a fine. I gotta go take one of the cars in for this stupid exhaust thing.
The emissions. Oh, you wait until the last day, Rick?
I usually wait until past it and just pay the fine. So
you
I just
do.
Wait.
That's like
wait,
an extra
wait.
$14. Why would you do that?
Because I hate. Doing
he's lazy.
It.
He's lazy.
I hate doing it.
So you
I don't like.
You like wasting money. Is what
I
you're
mean,
telling
$14
me.
Bucks is not going to change my life. I mean, I'd rather just put it off.
I understand it's not going to change your life, but if somebody gave me an option. I'm going to give you $14, or I have to give them $14. I'm always going to take.
It doesn't move me.
Okay,
it's not the difference.
Obviously,
I hate doing errands. I like to do things I like.
You
to
like
do.
To have free days.
I don't like errands unless I want to do it.
Yeah,
I don't like my gun. I don't like a gun to my head and saying you got to drive all the way over to New Hampshire Avenue or whatever, and you got to go over there and poop in the thing and let the I hate it. And by the way, it's a brand new car. It's not going to be a problem. It's going to pass. In fact, I've had some of the worst cars in the country. They all pass. This is a waste of time. You know,
I agree that it's a scam.
It's a
waste of time. But I mean, it has to be done. We live in a society with rules and laws.
Understand.
And order.
It's inconvenient, and I don't like it.
I had to take my car to get the state inspection renewed before the end of April. So I could have taken it to the local place in Leesburg, which is not a priority dealership.
Right.
Priorities
right.
for life, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's free.
Sure.
They take care of it for life.
Right.
So instead of paying the $20 there to get the state inspection, I drove all the way to Springfield yesterday.
To save $20?
Well, there was a couple other reasons, but yes, for the most part. I just didn't want to pay the $20.
Oh, my God.
Even though I probably used $20 of gas.
Squeak, squeak.
To get to Springfield.
Yeah,
I didn't want to pay the $20 for the state inspection, so I went to Priorities for
Life. I'll pay somebody $20 to take my car to emission today. I just don't want to go. I mean,
maybe Cody Betts is free in the middle of the day.
Cody,
maybe
you want to come over and take my car to emissions?
You say $20?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll pay for parking downstairs.
Yes,
for one day.
Cover your parking.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
I'll think about it.
It's a scam.
It is a scam.
They just want more money.
It. You can sit in
Everybody
line.
Wants more money.
A bunch
that's
of states
want.
Don't even test for that stuff.
They shouldn't. Hey,
well, maybe that comes in the rankings that Drab T-Shirt sent us about the states and where people like to live and which states are more popular, which states are least popular.
Well, here's the problem with this list, and I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But this is going to be highly politically charged, right? Are we taking sort of the freedom of the each state out of the equation?
I don't think it's political. Here's how it
Everything's
was determined.
Political now. All right.
People that participate are asked to choose the better of two states in a series of head-to-head matchups. They're going heads up.
All right.
Okay.
So states are rated based on their win percentage.
All right.
So how often that state won the head-to-head matchup when it was one of the two states shown?
All right.
That's all 50 states, including Washington, D.C. Territories not included.
All right.
So I'm going to lead off with the bottom
five.
D.C.
got no respect, though, in this poll.
D.C. comes in 51st of 51.
Well, hold on. Was that their pre-ranking, or that's how they finished?
That's how they fared when they went
head-to-head battles.
Head-to-head matchups.
They lost every matchup.
DC got pwned real good.
Right. Even
I could see
Bama beat DC.
Bama comes in at 50.
Your mom, I feel bad for her. She lives in the worst state, according to this YouGov
poll. Well, I don't think that's
true.
Okay,
but you know what? They're tied with Mississippi, so it's all SEC country.
Right.
Okay, with same percentage.
I haven't been there yet, but I've only heard incredible things about the Gulf Shores like of Alabama. The beaches there are insane. How could it be dead last?
Well, it's the rest of the state.
Because nobody thinks about beaches when you think about Alabama.
You're not thinking correctly.
The true flaw in this poll is, for the respondents, how many do you think have visited even more than 15 of the 50 states?
Most probably have.
So it's just a random poll where they would ask you, EB, what do you like better, Kentucky or Alabama? Do you like South Dakota
better
than Iowa?
I like Kentucky.
Okay.
So I like Kentucky. But I think the Gulf Shores are a destination. It's a place I want to vacation.
Dead last, EB.
So you want to check it out?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
All right, that's got to
be
your next
vacation spot. Beautiful white sand beaches. It looks awesome.
Bama and Mississippi came in low because of assessments of income and health care access.
Poor states. All right.
So Alabama and Mississippi are 50 and 49. At 48, New Jersey weighs in. And then
I can see that.
Then Arkansas and Iowa are your next two lowest.
Yeah.
I respect the top of the poll is Hawaii. Right, Hawaii finished number one.
Yeah,
I know Eric went to Hawaii. I've been there only once.
I would never pick Hawaii as number one. Too far away.
Well, you just don't like the flight. But once you're there, you'll never want to come back.
Too far away.
Once you're there, you'll never want to come back.
Oh yeah, I would definitely want to come back. 100%. You're like in the middle of nowhere. I couldn't live like that.
It's silly though. It feels like heaven.
No,
that's what it's going to feel like.
He'd be better. He'd be bitter because it would screw up his gambling clock.
Hawaii's way down the list for me.
There are a lot of people who move to Hawaii with these dreams of just living on a permanent vacation, and then they come back like 2 years later.
Well, it's uber expensive. It's super expensive to live there.
I think you just get so tired of being so remote and
just being so
unattached from it.
You would never see anybody.
Detached.
Detached, yeah, whatever.
Hawaii's way down. All right.
Coming in at second is Colorado, and this made me chuckle, their description for Colorado. With its scenic mountains, hiking paths, and recreational marijuana industry, Colorado took second place.
Well, kids are picking Colorado like the state and for schools like you wouldn't believe.
Skippy
well, so is our friend Bode Mode with the dead foot,
who
loves Colorado. So he loves Colorado. He's moved there. I haven't seen him since.
EB's favorite guy, Ewad.
Ewad, also a Colorado resident.
They work together now.
Yeah. Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Are they both like big potheads? Is that their deal?
I think one of them is.
One of them definitely is.
Eric?
Yeah, of course.
I'm trying to think how many states I've actually been to. I've probably been to about half the states.
Uh-huh.
Coming
in. Chance you've been to a Dakota.
No way. No way you've been to a Dakota con.
No. I've never
have
been.
You guys been to my state?
Don't go there.
That's it's a very funny. Inside joke. Very.
I got no interest in going to Dakota.
The Dakotas.
Have you guys
flat.
Seen my state? So coming in at third, Virginia makes the top five.
Oh my God!
At
so
number
overrated.
Three, here's what they said
awesome.
About Virginia,
awesome.
And with a 64% win percentage, a destination for American history.
I can't think of one thing about
and
it.
And ocean coastlines.
Well, you do have that.
Virginia Beach, I guess.
Of course.
Yeah, you do have that.
But been to
could you imagine
years.
Picking Virginia a state gotta... based on their American history?
I wouldn't do that.
Jeff Hedges gets iced.
For Virginia? For their history
he
and all
loves,
that?
Like, yeah. The Civil War. He dresses
yeah, yeah, yeah. Does he go to that stuff, like those festivals
Civil
or whatever?
War reenactments?
He dresses up. He's in them.
Oh, he does? Well, you know what? For that's sure. The least surprising it, news I've it, heard all day.
Is that called LARPing? Are those people LARPers?
No.
What are LARPers?
I think LARP...
That's live-action role-playing.
I think that's more like in the fantasy realm. Though, I mean, if you're dressing up as like a Civil War general...
Well, that's kind of the same
kind
thing.
I thought that was LARPing. Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe there's a difference. I don't know. LARPing, I always think of Role Models with Paul Rudd. Just such a good movie. Right. Such a great movie.
So VA's three. All right.
This VA's three.
Should be one, but go ahead.
God, so overrated.
Nevada comes in at number four.
Only because of Vegas.
They won 61% of their heads-up matchups.
I think it should be top 10, top 15.
At five is North Carolina. 61%.
Agreed. I love it.
And at six, tied with North Carolina, Florida, 61%.
All right. Yeah, that's where I'm going to die.
Where's all South right. Carolina?
South Carolina is clearly the Nubs Carolina. They're coming in at number 29.
Why? Why is such a huge
know.
Difference between
and
North
basically
and South.
Coming in right smack dab in the middle at 26, Maryland.
Should be lower.
Won 49% of their matchups.
I put up a new
Maryland
poll.
Maryland stinks.
We have our Junkies poll today brought to you by Van Meter Homes. What is the best in the DMV? D.C., Maryland, or Virginia? So we'll see who wins
it's
out.
It's clearly not D.C.
I know it's not DC Washington, D.C.
D.C. is a cesspool.
Maryland's
not far behind. It's clearly Virginia.
It's a horrible area. All of them. They're all terrible. They're all terrible.
Eric, yeah. We got more room over here. Come on to the other side of the border.
There's nothing attractive about Virginia to me.
No, he means lumping in Virginia, too.
Yeah, Virginia, Maryland,
know,
D.C., they're all terrible.
I mean, he really hates Maryland these days.
I really hate Maryland. Don't like D.C. Don't like Virginia. I don't like anything about any of these three.
I basically, now I haven't done it for a year for the most part. I basically go to D.C. just to work. Right. I try to get out of there as quickly as possible.
I'm with you.
Once I'm done working.
Only bad things can happen in D.C.
It's called Cakes' Escape from D.C. every single day.
I mean, I
like
going
to
the
Odyssey
game.
Offices.
I like going to a Wizards or Caps game.
It takes forever to get out of there. It takes forever.
Can be, but I like a couple restaurants. Where's it? The Cirque?
Circa.
Circa. Whatever. I've been there in a year.
Somebody come up with a price. For me to never go into D.C. ever again, aside from work. And I would have to consider it. Now, I would miss going to Caps games, but it might be a sacrifice that I would have to make.
I'm with you. I like watching Caps games right upstairs in my bed.
I would go to D.C. for certain restaurants. I mean, I think we have good eating in this area. But just the general living here stinks. I'm out.
Eric, this is one reason why I would never live where you live, or where JP lives, or where Kate. You're closer to the city, and there's too many people.
One of my brothers
out where I am, and Drabby he can test. Out where we are, it's just all right. There's people, but it's not like you're in.
Yeah,
you don't feel like you're in crowded areas.
Not on like
it's
28.
More wide
I'm
open.
Out on that 28 a lot. There's a billion people out there.
I know, but you don't
feel
like
that 28 stinks.
Here's what Virginia has a lot of. 20,
but you wouldn't live on 28.
Yeah, but you got to get
here.
You can't go anywhere without getting on 28.
You have data centers.
And that's not true.
Hey, you know what? Let me tell you. Loudoun County stinks. Everyone should not move there and stay where you are. It's awful out there.
Okay.
Yeah,
I see
what you're doing.
I see where you're going.
I see what's going on here.
I actually think it does stink.
Right.
Oh, it's awesome.
Hey, by the way, I know I'm supposed to do some read here. Mm-hmm. Just telling you, I can't find it. So I'm looking.
I've been there, done that. I know that drill.
I'm looking desperately for it, and
I
can't
find
it. All right, I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Just don't go to commercial because I can't find the read. Just being straight up with you.
So Virginia's three, and Maryland's 26.
Correct.
and D.C. is way down the list. D.C. shouldn't even be on the list.
By the way, the Dakotas do stink. They came in at 37 and 44, respectively, north and south.
Which one is
south.
The one that has the presidents? Which
south.
Huh? South?
South Dakota. I've been to north. It's horrible.
I mean, is it worth it to go see that?
No.
To go see Mount Rushmore?
No.
Yeah.
I can tell you unequivocally, no.
I'm kind of intrigued by seeing. I just kind of want to see it, the size of it. I kind of would like to absorb that and then get out of there immediately.
Mm-hmm. All right, real quick. Junkies give your best and worst state, your blink.
All right, blink. I've got it.
All right.
Florida.
Best, California, which comes in at 12. Worst, Arkansas. How can Arkansas
all right, so
not
let me,
be the
before
worst?
Before I give you my list, are we basing this on where we want to live?
Just everything.
Just what you get sized for. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever you want.
I hate the seasons here. I hate the winter here. I hate everything about here.
Why don't you move?
I'm desperate to.
If you hate right. you hate living here so much, why don't you put a for sale sign in front, or let Debbie and Sarah Reynolds put a for sale sign on your house and move?
My wife and I talk about it every day.
All right, I'm going to say South Carolina 1.
Ooh,
just
I
because
like
I love
pick.
Hilton Head.
I love that pick.
Last, Washington, D.C. Not even close, even though it's not a state.
I'd say
I like your picks, Jason.
And
Florida
it's not even
one.
Close.
I like North
I'd much
Carolina
rather
too.
Live in Mississippi than D.C.
I like North Carolina, actually, like the Outer Banks area. It's all amazing. Right. But I don't know. Worst, they're all – most of them are terrible.
Drabby, I think you've hit on something. I think we need to touch the listeners.
Maryland, the worst.
800-636-1067. The Gambit, D.C., the worst spot. Gambit, D.C. listener lines. 800-636-1067. They can call in. Give us your blink, your best state, your worst state. We'll take your calls on that next right here on 106.7 The Fan.
All right, guys. Stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems and call my guys, the five-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines and everything in between, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician can handle any and all of your plumbing needs. Call Crop Metcalf today, 1-800-GO-CROP, to save $50 off your next plumbing service, or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. About to get to your calls on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery.
I'm counting all the states I've been to.
You're counting them down?
Yeah. And then are you ranking them?
Well, I'm just counting right now to see how... I don't know.
I'm guessing I've been to about half.
But while you're counting, let's go to Donna in Greenbelt. Apparently she's upset at the Junks on line three. What's up, Donna?
Yeah, I think I've been to about
half. Well, I think that you kind of gave Maryland, you know, the short end of the stick here. There aren't a lot of states in this country that have the variety of topography, geography that Maryland does. You have the beautiful mountains out in the west near Cumberland and Thurmont and the rolling countryside of Carroll County, Howard County. You have the eastern shore with the ocean. You have the Chesapeake Bay, all within driving distance of
some
the
good
Kennedy
points by
Center,
Donna.
If you want. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what stinks about Maryland? That 8 months out of the year, it's miserable. It's cold as hell.
It's
the
not
traffic is awful.
Well, that's true.
I mean,
well, that depends on where you live, you know. So,
yeah, well, I live in the heart.
But you have to understand this. He also doesn't like the state currently because of the county he lives in, and that's political.
That's definitely true.
Yeah.
I live in the worst county in the entire year.
So that affects his decision, 100%.
Hold on, but you say you live in the worst county in the entire union?
Yes, I can't think of a worse one.
I think that's a bit of a stretch.
My husband would agree with you, Eric. Yeah. My husband had a business in Montgomery County, and he couldn't get out of there fast enough. So anyway, that's another topic. But I'm not talking, it's just terrible.
I want to move somewhere warm. I want to be in the heat. I do like the beaches, but, I mean, let's be honest. The Maryland beaches, they're some of the lowest-ranked beaches I could think of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Well,
are you going to choose a Maryland beach over a Florida beach or over the Outer Banks or even a South Carolina beach? No. Or the California beaches? Now, the California beaches are butt cold.
Yeah, but here's the problem with living in Florida on a beach. The Michael Irvins you got to deal with.
What do you mean by that?
Hurricanes, Ricky.
Oh,
that is true.
You're going to get about six a year.
I kind of sleep on hurricanes.
Well, of course you do because this
right,
we don't
you're
get
not
here.
You're not exposed to them that often.
Yeah, right. I guess.
I'm just saying that you would have to think about that.
Well, every area has some sort of like natural disaster that you have.
We're pretty easy here, though, in terms of natural disaster. Occasionally a big snowstorm, but we don't have to deal with
a lot of tornadoes.
Think about
what Carolina also deal with, like, no real great weather. Like 2-3 months of cool weather, you know, nice weather. Everything else just is bleh.
Well, I mean, April through, you love the heat, so you love April through October. That's half the year. It's 6 months.
Maybe through August.
What are you going to do with all your hoodies and sweats if you move to Florida?
That's a great question. I'll light them on fire.
But you get so
sized. When it's chilly at the beach in the evening, you know, you still need a hoodie. Chilly in the evenings. You know, that's just me, though.
Every time we go to Florida, you can't wait to come home.
Well, I'm a home person. I just don't like my home. All right, let's go to David in Poolsville. David, what's up?
Yeah, hello, Eric. I agree with you about Montgomery County. I lived here like 52 years. It's a great county, you know, very expensive and wealthy and all that, but it is pretty political. But so I agree with you with that.
But beyond that, the traffic is brutal.
What would your number one be?
For me, would be Delaware because of the beaches there, but I actually lost my virginity there a long time ago with a PG County cop's wife. I really enjoyed doing that.
I'm sure
and my
you did.
Worst state.
Whoa. That's funny.
How old were you?
She was separated.
Uh-huh.
And she, her doctor had a place down there, and we went down there. I was, it was the early 80s, 18 or 19.
You were 18 and 19, or 19, and you tagged some cop's wife?
That's ballsy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she was two years older than me, and she's the one who invited me down there. And, you know, things happened. She had a daughter, but that was fine, and it worked out really well.
Magical.
So she's down in Florida now.
You can't rank them so high just because you hit Skins there.
Right.
In
well,
Delaware.
No, he said it was the beaches.
32nd on the list.
Right. Well, Jason would have Tijuana as number one then if that was. That was a case.
No, that's not where I lost the V.
And my worst one, let me get to my worst one, would be Pennsylvania, because I actually met a girl up there in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. We got married and all that, and then she filed for divorce. So that's why I hated. But she tried to get everything I had. Luckily, it backfired on her. I got over 80% of all our assets, but she tried to get 50 or more. So I was very lucky in that aspect, but those are my reasons why the best.
Is he basing all of this on relationships?
Yeah, he's basing it all on poning. Thank you, David. We appreciate the call.
That is hilarious.
That's not really the way you're supposed to rank the states, but I guess that's the way in your convoluted brain that it's working.
I'm trying to rate it based on like the beaches, the warmth, you know, the climate. Traffic.
Here's another one that I would hate. It's really close to the bottom of the list.
Okay.
Michigan. Michigan.
Yeah, I don't love Michigan.
It's poo.
It's gray.
Oh,
it's
so
it's
cold.
Butt cold. You think it's cold here? Cold. Go to Michigan in the winter.
Michigan and Wisconsin.
Somehow Michigan made the top 20. They came in at number 20 on this list.
I don't know how.
I don't know. Good PR. I don't know how they did that. Yeah, let's go to Josh in Winchester, line one. Josh, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junks.
Not much. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey, good.
I've been to 47 of the 50.
Wow.
Mississippi
that's impressive.
Poop.
Mississippi is?
It's a complete dump. And my number one would be South Carolina. It's just Charleston area is just beautiful.
Charleston is really nice.
Yep. Really nice.
The other reason I was calling in for was Gulf Shores is amazing. So, EB, you're correct.
Thank you.
It's the Redneck Riviera. It is. If you want a private house beach setting, it's amazing. There's no people.
Yeah, and it's
no
not too expensive either, right?
Oh, you can get a palace.
You can get a
down
house
there.
For cheap. Yeah. And they're right on the water. They're up on stilts. You walk right down the beach. You see the shrimp boats out there hanging out. I mean, they got a golf course out there. It's a 20-mile stretch across the Mobile Bay that comes out. It's like a finger, and you can be on the beach side out there, and it's gorgeous. There's no one there. So right. It's really like a private beach. It's a family vacation.
Right.
Worth going to.
Okay. All right. Thanks, buddy. So, appreciate it.
He hates Ole Miss. He loves South Carolina. He's all over the SEC, Jason.
Although you could get a palace in Laurel, Mississippi. Just watch Hometown on HGTV, and that you can get a 6,000-square-foot house for about $300,000.
Yeah.
Live like a king down there.
Yeah, but can you live on the water? I want to live near the water. I got to live near the water. And not necessarily the Maryland beaches.
Well, you're just tired of that area. I mean, you grew up here, so you're just tired.
Let's go to Cowboy, line four.
Cowboy,
what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Have you even ever left the state of Virginia? I mean, that is shocking if that's the case.
I used to call you when I lived in Hawaii. I lived there for about a year, and I hated Hawaii. But
how could you hate Hawaii?
Why did you hate Hawaii?
It's freaking beautiful.
It was good for 2 weeks. It was good for 2 weeks, but things are so butt expensive, and it's just you're too busted for circles.
And cost of living does come into play.
How did you live in? I don't even remember that. How did you live there? Were you tagging some old lady there or something?
No, it was my ex-wife. She was from there, and we moved there because that's where she was from, and we went and lived in a house that was given to her. And
What'd you do for a living there?
Nothing. They wouldn't hire me unless you're Navy or a local. I couldn't get. I couldn't get a job at Pizza Hut or nothing.
What?
They do not like outsiders coming in there to make money unless if you're the Navy or visiting. They love you.
But, you couldn't do like any contracting. You didn't have some driveway scam or something you could run.
They don't have asphalt out there because it's too hot. So it was mostly concrete or gravel rocks.
Right.
Everywhere.
Right. All right, so you hate Hawaii. Which state do you love? Which is the best for Cowboy Todd?
Well, the worst state of all would be Florida because you can't hunt down there. You can't swim in the ponds or lake. You get bit up by an alligator.
Of course you can't swim in a pond in Florida.
Why would you do that? Who would want to? It's freaking filthy.
Well, the lake, that's why I love Virginia. Virginia's my number one. You got your seasons. You go out swimming any lake, fish, creek, anything, and you ain't got –
hillbilly lake swimmer cowboy Todd loves Virginia.
Tell me one good thing about snow in Virginia. Like, what's possibly good about that? Winter in Virginia. Huh?
It's beautiful. It's hunting. Hunting in the snow is the best time ever.
What do you hunt in the snow? I wouldn't even know. Never even seen such a thing. A bear?
Polar bears, EB. Yeah. Polar bears. Deer. Everybody knows that.
What are you hunting for?
Deer? Bear? I mean, raccoon? I mean, anything you want to hunt. Squirrel? I mean, it's just so beautiful. When you
squirrel?
In the woods, you see
do you actually there. Eat squirrel? If you kill a squirrel, do you eat it?
Oh, definitely. You pick the pellets out of there and skin it out, and it's just like chicken.
He's just a different guy. Yeah, I guarantee it doesn't taste like chicken.
Guys like Cowboy Todd are a dime a dozen in Florida, though.
I mean, right. They're everywhere.
He would love Florida.
Right.
No.
Yeah, but he claims you can't hunt there.
You can hunt, but you're going to get ate up by an alligator or a big anaconda or a big cottonmouth or rattlesnake. They got
anaconda.
All Virginia doesn't have all that.
Right. I could see you being one of those snake wranglers, though, right? Cakes, one of those guys that goes into the Everglades and wrestles the pythons. I could see Cowboy doing that.
I could see
that.
Him doing that, like, especially if they put like a bounty on every python's head, like $50 or $100. He would never come home.
No, I would love doing that. That would be fine, but I just don't want to go out there and have fun and swim in the pond. Swimming in the pond is the best thing ever. Swimming in a creek or a pond is. It's so fun.
Pools.
Like Lake Anna,
you
pools
swim in
are
a pool.
Better. Pools greater than ponds. Yeah. All right, Cowboy, we got to run. We got to run. We got to go. We're up against. It's
freaking disgusting.
I'm shocked he put Florida at the bottom of his list. I thought he'd have Florida top five with a bullet. All right, when we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. Who's on the cover of Vogue at 56, basically nude, and looks pretty good? We'll talk about that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.